What's up and welcome to Underton Fitness. This is the show that gives you tips, tricks, and sometimes just flat out motivation when it comes to health and fitness. We talk to doctors, dietitians, nutritionists, and more. And today on the show, for the very first time, we are going to be talking to an adult film star. Now, I will give you a bit of a disclaimer. We're going to be talking about some adult content. We're not going to get too graphic or vulgar. However, if you do have some small children or anybody who might be sensitive to adult content around, you might want to pause this episode and listen to it later. My name is Drew Smith. I'm a personal trainer and competitive powerlifter. And on the phone with me right now is model, actress, and adult film star, Nikki Huntsman. So, Nikki, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm really happy to come on to this show. I know that you've interviewed me before for other podcasts, so this will be great.
Actually, we did a workout together. Do you remember that time we went to the park and did some squats and burpees?
I remember going to Memorial Park. That was fun.
That was. Do you remember what happened right before you came to the park to meet us?
Oh, yeah, how I got pulled over on the way.
Yeah, such is your luck. Now, hopefully, you're having better luck than that. Now, you used to live here in Colorado Springs, but you've recently moved out to California to pursue your career. How's everything in California?
So far, it's actually been pretty wonderful. I love it here. The weather's nice, the people are nice, and working's been going really well. So,
All right. Can't complain. Well, if you'd like to, tell us a little bit about yourself, your modeling, your acting, and everything that's going on.
Okay, so basically I'm doing Tipsy Bartender still, and I'm also doing Sim Kitchen now, and I'm also doing the adult film stuff still, so I'm keeping really busy. I actually just quit my normal job because it was interfering with my entertainment industry too much. Last night was my last night at Universal.
Oh, all right. That's probably going to be a little bittersweet.
A little bit. I mean, I'm sad that I'm leaving my friends. I liked working there, but you got to do what you got to do.
Right. And I think this is important because what you do is basically you expose yourself in every way imaginable. And I'm curious, how do you deal with that? And how did you get the confidence to be able to do that?
Well, initially, I actually did not have the confidence to do something like that. I mean, I had thought about doing something like that when I was younger, and I didn't really have the confidence to. It's just more or less a lot of bad things hit me all at once. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to try it. And I did. It's kind of just more or less, I was on the edge and I had a little push.
And is there something that you walk through mentally where you say, you know what, this is me, this is who I am, accept it? Is there a kind of mindset that goes along with this?
Definitely. There definitely is. It's just more or less the fact that I've always been really open and really comfortable with how I am sexually, but I used to hide it because I didn't like the way people treated me and judged me for it, and I used to hold back a lot, and I was scared, you know? And finally, I was just like, you know, I can't keep hiding myself. I can't just be like everybody else, and I finally just said, you know, either accept me or get out of my life.
Right. And do you know if there was like just kind of one moment that snapped that, or did everything just kind of build up to the point where you realized, you know what, I just got to make a change because I want to be happy?
Everything just kind of built up. It's just more or less like I was always scared of what people would think of me my whole life. I hid the fact that I was bisexual up until I was 15. And then that came out, and then everybody gave me shit about that. And then finally, when I got my first serious boyfriend, I ended up saying, you know, shit, I'm going to stay with him for the rest of my life because I didn't want people to think I was a whore. So I didn't date around, didn't sleep around, had my daughter, got married, did everything that I thought was right and in the books. He didn't treat me very well. So when we split up, I was kind of just in a rebellion phase, and I decided I was going to start dating and sleeping around a bunch, and I had porn companies contacting me, and at first I was like, no, I'm not going to do that because it's against what I feel is right and believe, and I don't want to be on camera. And then finally, like, the first time that I found somebody after my ex-husband that I actually really, really liked, we had a huge breakup on top of the fact that my seasonal job was ending and I was going through my divorce, and I found out my grandma had cancer and was going to be dead in a month or two, and everything just hit me within the same week. So that was kind of my breaking point. And when I said, F*** it, I'm going to try something new, and I tried it and I liked it.
And now you're continuing along with that. And do you feel like you're finally true to yourself? And also, do you feel like the world just as a whole is becoming more accepting of bisexuality and just letting people be who they are?
The world as a whole definitely is. And luckily, my parents are not as bad as they used to be. But I remember when I told my mom in the car and stuff, like, I was crying my eyes out when I told her, because I was so embarrassed and ashamed about it. And my mom's kind of more or less a don't ask, don't tell type of person when it comes to that type of stuff, because my mom doesn't like it. She's very homophobic. And my mom actually made a remark when I was younger that she thought that there should be like a separate island for all the gay people. And that's one of the reasons why I had a hard time coming out about it. Because my mom is very anti-gay. And my dad's actually pretty cool about it. My dad would have been happier if I would have been a lesbian.
Well, yeah, it does kind of suck that the world is split like that. However, you know, it sounds like you've been strong enough and now you're moving on with it. And what do you do to stay in shape? Because you've got to be in front of these cameras, and I'm sure you want to look good and be confident and comfortable. What do you find that you enjoy for fitness?
Well, actually, I'm not as good about working out as I used to be when I was in Colorado. I really miss going to the gym with you guys, because I tried one out here last year when I first moved out to LA, and I pulled a hamstring, and after that I was like, okay, I'm not going back to that gym, and I haven't even looked for another one. So right now my exercise is mainly just walking around, hiking, and of course, sexercise on set.
Sexercise, huh? Is there a science behind that? Exercise. How many calories you burn per pump or something?
I don't think so, but when you're on set, you're shooting anywhere from 1 hour to 12 hours a day, and you have to do positions in certain orders and for certain amounts of time, kind of like with workouts, and we have to make sure that they're at certain angles and lighting, and like if you're doing reverse cowgirl, you're doing squats. So it is a workout.
Well, there you go. So if you're looking to do a little sexercise, reverse cowgirl is recommended by Nikki Huntsman. There you go. But I know you like the outdoors, so you find that, and everybody needs to find their own thing, and your thing is kind of getting out there and just exploring and hiking and that kind of exercise.
Definitely.
Now, we're coming up to the end of the episode here, but I want to know what's going on and how people can get a hold of you. Do you got some awards coming up?
I'm not getting any awards this year, but I will be at AVN, and everybody can come visit me. I'm going to be signing at 101's booth and walking around, so I'll be there.
Great, so your fans can come say hi, and if anybody wants to search you out, you're active on social media. You do a lot of things. You got a YouTube channel, Instagram, and Twitter. Give us the addresses to all those fun things.
Okay, my Twitter is at Nikki Huntsman, NikkeyHuntsman. I'm on YouTube on Tipsy Bartender's channel. I'm on Sin Kitchen. I have my own channel, but my channel I don't post to very often. So, yeah, and I'm on Jacqueline Glenn's channel as well. I'm on a lot of YouTube channels.
Awesome. And you're tweeting that stuff out, so if we follow you on Twitter, at Nikki Huntsman, we'll probably find those other links as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you'll even see other things that randomly pop up. I was actually a voiceover for a cartoon a little while back on Steve Ray Bro channel, and I also have a music video that I was in recently for Joywave. So I'm all over the place.
You're always
all over YouTube.
Doing something active. Doing something new and fun. So we'll be sure to check you out there. And again, I'm talking with Nikki Huntsman, model, actress, adult film star, and I might add to the list bisexual and just self-advocate for being who you are.
Yep, definitely be who you are. It's hard at first, but after a while, it feels way better to be yourself, and eventually people will accept you, or if they don't accept you, they'll just kind of deal with it.
There you go. Just deal with it. Well, thank you again for your time. This is Under 10 Fitness. And as always, remember, stay motivated. Thank you again, Nikki, for joining us. If you want links to all of her social media, you can find that at under10fitness.com/Nikki, N-I-C-K-E-Y. Also, you can find the workout that we did together there. And there's more workouts in the members area. You can try it free for 2 weeks. That's under10fitness.com.